This is the Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report by our Bentley Roll-Off Trailers and Gondola Trailers, July 25th, 2022. U.S. weekly crude steel production fell to 1.738 million tons on a slowing economy and imports taking market share. The U.S. Dollar Index, the U.S. dollar versus other global currencies. When the U.S. dollar index rises, commodity prices in dollars usually falls. It fell slightly to 106.73, remaining near a 20-year high. This was as U.S. business activity contracted and the EU, the European Union, raised interest rates for the first time since 2011. WTI crude oil price fell to $94.70 a barrel on global demand fears and lower U.S. gasoline demand. The U.S. weekly oil rig count was steady at 599. There was only a slight trend up to support long-term profits. U.S. weekly crude oil production fell to 11.9 million barrels per day as oil companies remain committed to keeping relatively low production and high prices. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $360 a gross ton. This was on slowing demand as scrap imports take U.S. market share. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $43.04 per hundredweight, which is $8.61 a ton. This is on falling demand and imports taking market share. Copper price rose to $3.32 a pound, off last week's 20-month low. It was helped by China's support of the property sector, but as global recession fears mount. Aluminum price rose to $1.12 per pound, which is $24.69 a metric ton on the same China support of markets. China's Q2 GDP economic growth. It slowed to 0.4% growth versus last year, the slowest growth since Q1 2020 for COVID shutdowns. Note that slow Chinese growth causes slow U.S. global growth as well. U.S. S&P July composite PMI, a total economic measure. It fell to 47.5 with under 50, meaning contraction. This was the largest decline since the start of COVID. Manufacturers and service providers both reported lower demand. Also, there were reports of staff cuts as price inflation eased, but business confidence was the lowest since September 2020. U.S. July NAHB Housing Market Index, which is the Home Builder Sentiment Index. It fell to 55, the lowest since May 2020, on high costs, production bottlenecks, and higher interest rates. U.S. June actual housing starts fell to 1.56 million annualized, the lowest since September. This was on the same high costs and higher interest rates. U.S. weekly initial unemployment claims rose to 251,000, the highest in 8 months. While still a relatively low number, the direction shows the economy is slowing. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 611 points to 31,899 as recession fears mount, but markets still rose. Gondola trailer scrap haulers by Bentley. 48-foot and 53-foot are the most common, but others are available. 8-foot high sides are the most common, but we'll build whatever you want. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.